following on from the last match, on the injury front, how are you looking?
Leuven's will be touch and go again for the game against Wigan. We had to bring off Lewis McGugan, who was unwell. So fingers crossed again, he'll be okay for tomorrow as well.
As regards those two, should they not make it for Wigan, will they be available for Sunday?
Yeah, I'd hope so. Obviously, Lewis, he's on a course of antibiotics, I think. So it's a case of just working its course with his feeling unwell. And Glenn, Glenn was very close to playing against Blackpool. He's trained today, but he could just feel it slightly, so we'll just review it again tomorrow.
In terms of some of the more slightly longer term ones, are they any closer to being back in full training?
Well, Zayeta's back on the bench, which we end up forcing him. Well, not forcing him, but having needs must with Glenn's struggling. Lewis Buxton is out training with the fitness coach at the moment, but he's not joining my sessions. And Coke and Hutchinson are still in with the treatment room at the moment.
Right. How long do you think they'll be in there before you can see? Because the last time I was here, it was about, oh, they've got a few green lights to start doing other things. So when's the next stage of that?
They're both running. But I always class it when they're backing with me. Once they're backing with me, I always think, well, they're close to playing. At the moment, them two are in with me at the moment.
In terms of, you've had a few days or a couple of extra days between the games. Has that helped with any kind of fatigue issue, if you like, and you don't necessarily need to make wholesale changes?
Well, of course it does. I think you look at the Premiership managers at the moment complaining about the Christmas fixtures. That's what it is. You've got to get on with it. Now that they've got the big squads, they can deal with it. Luckily for us, it's just allowed us to give the boys a little bit more recovery time. And same boat for Wigan. Just gives them a bit more recovery time. Like every game that you tend to have, you get knocks and bruises. If we'd probably played yesterday, we definitely wouldn't have had McGugan or Leuven. So that it's probably been in our favour, really.
It is mad, though, isn't it? Because you're all tired or you've got, you know, fatigue issues and the fans haven't got the deepest of pockets, yet you've got three games in no time to get in.
Well, but that's how it's been for years. That was when I was our player. That's why everybody loves our game, I think. Everywhere in the world seems to have a winter break. So I'd imagine all those people that are abroad watching, managing to watch football on telly. If it's not one day, it's another day. So no, it's part and parcel. We've got to get on with it and accept it.
Maguire up front the other day. Did you persevere with that at Wigan?
He did well. He did well. Again, what I don't want to do is pigeonhole anybody to play. But if I ask them to play number two or number three, they'll play. And sometimes in whatever the shape of the game is at the stages, your centre forward might be in a right back position or whatever, or he might be in a centre back position, or he might be in his own 18-yard box having to clear his lines. But I thought he did okay. He played on the front foot, received the ball in the half 10, and ran at people, which again is what I want my forward to do.
Do you feel he is more comfortable there and perhaps offers you more there than on the right wing?
Well, one thing we do know with Chris is Chris won't refuse a shooting opportunity and won't refuse. He works his socks off. He works his socks off whether he plays wide right, wide left. But down the middle, I just felt on Saturday that the gap between their back four and midfield, it'd be an opportunity to get Chris. And then what you got to have? You've got to have the players to find him with the ball. And we did that well on Saturday. I thought we found him well with the ball. If it was last Saturday, was it? I don't know.
Oh, well, Friday? Blimey, we do have to think at this time of year, this kind of thing, yeah. So it appeared to give him an extra lift, perhaps.
Well, again, you get a lift when you're in the team, and the object is to stay in the team. That's how we work. But like I've said before, I'm not frightened of changing a winning team. I'll pick a team which I think is going to get a result for Sheffield Wednesday.
If Chris perhaps has that level of confidence where he does have the shoot-on-site mentality, can the same not be said for others and they can perhaps learn from him right now?
Of course. Like I've always said to the players, look, don't pass the buck. If you're in a shooting position or a crossing opportunity, take it. Unless there's somebody in a better position. Now, again, sometimes Chris will take it to the extreme. Like, what we've got to realise is the team's the most important thing. And if, like I say, if somebody's in a better position to slip somebody in down the side, you can always get a cut back as well. But No, Chris is full of confidence, always on the ball. He won't shirk responsibilities. And like I say, if he gets a shooting opportunity, he'll take it.
Because at times, and I would imagine even I wasn't there myself the other day, but we've spoken in the past about sometimes you're just thinking, why don't you just hit it? Why don't players just have a go and Wednesday haven't done that enough?
Well, you've hit the nail on the head. Is the greatest feeling is scoring a goal. But I saw again in the Premiership yesterday, I think there was two long-range attempts that have got deflections. I think Stoke comes to mind where it's hit one of the players and it's put the goalkeeper off balance and suddenly creeps in. So there's no one thing I do say to the players is come off the pitch with no regrets. And what I mean by that is the last thing I want is running back to defend a goal kick thinking, well, maybe I should have taken a shot on or something like that there. So, but that's part and parcel of football. It's standing up, being counted, and like I say, is that take responsibility.
Because what we're kind of broadly alluding to here is still the problem with a small p after the result the other day about goals and getting more goals in this team. Can this group of players, well, they can certainly improve on it. Do they have that within their locker?
Yeah, I see every day in training. I know Lewis at the moment would be disappointed because Lewis will probably be thinking he should be on the score sheet because that's why he was brought to the football club. He's got 40-odd goals from midfield. No, at the end of the day, like I say, is if we can keep on our goal attempts around about the 15-20 mark, law of averages say we will win more games than we'll lose.
Stevie May, obviously, he's struggling to find the net at this stage. I mean, the lad can't really do anything else at the moment, can he? I mean, even the goalkeeper the other day pulled off a great save. How's he feeling about things and about his goal return at the minute?
No, Stevie would be more concerned and more worried if there wasn't chances being created. And one, he creates chances for himself, and two, we're creating chances for him. But like I've said before, Stevie May won't be the only centre-forward. I think Blackpool, the boy Ishmael Miller, will be beating himself up, thinking, well, how could he not score? Because Westwood's pulled off a great save. But any centre-forward, he's got to keep that self-belief, that self-confidence. And I think Stevie's that type. He scored 27 goals last season. So I don't think it was out of 27 goal attempts. He probably missed a fair few chances as well at St Johnstone. But the most important thing is that we're creating chances for him, and he's creating for himself, and he's working hard for the team as well.
Because it's the Achilles heel at the moment, isn't it? Just finally on this subject, everything else is fine, apart from in the final third.
Oh, we've not scored enough goals. We know that our goals for tally is not acceptable. We want more goals. The pleasing thing is, like I say, is that we're creating chances. We had two goals against Blackburn, and we had two goals against Wigan at home. I know there's goals in the team, but the problem we've had in the past before, and it's not just Saturday's game, it's been other games where we've gone 1-0 up and we've created opportunities to get the second goal, or even been in 0-0 games where we haven't killed the teams off, and we know we've shot ourselves in the foot far too many times this season.
I know when we've spoken to you before about, it's kind of on a similar theme, it was about, well, actually we need more chances, so McGugan was brought in. When you look to January this time around, is it about finding another striker, somebody who can add to what you've already got?
Of course you do. You're always looking to, like I've said, I would only bring players into the football club who I think are going to improve us. And every manager at the moment I've seen from Harry Redknapp or whatever is saying, Harry's even complaining about he wants to bring a striker and he's got somebody there like Charlie Austin who cannot do anything but score goals. So we're always looking at the front end of the pitch, and that is the vital end. It's the difference between dominating the game. I went to watch Manchester City Burnley yesterday. They dominated the game, did Manchester City. Going at 2-0, thinking they've won the game, but luckily for Man City, they switched off and allowed Burnley to get back in. So it's about converting them chances. We do know, and maybe we've played better than we have done last Friday against Blackpool, but probably it was just that little bit of rubber green that got us the win. But I know on the Friday game against Blackpool, we've got into some good areas where we should be punishing teams, and at the moment we're not punishing teams enough.
Is a striker the priority above perhaps all else this next month in January?
Of course it is. I think it's not just, but they don't fall in that place. We've been searching and chasing and putting in that many calls, but again, you're relying on other football clubs to help give us a favour and help us out.
Drenthe and Magugan, when we last spoke to you about this, you'd had talks, a little bit of tentative talks. Has that progressed at all with Reading and Watford?
Yes, definitely that we've been in contact with them, we've had dialogue with them. The most important thing now is whether the Lewises and the Roystons want to stay. I think they're both enjoying the football because they're playing football. That's the most important thing. Last thing they want to do is go back to their parent club and sit on the bench or whatever. But the most important thing, like I say, is that when they're not your player, you're having to rely again on the football club. So everything will probably be left till last minute. But the questions have been asked. The players know that we want them to stay, that they're enjoying themselves. And I think there'll be a good opportunity, a good chance. Now, the problem you do have is once the window opens again, is whether some club comes and buys them or whatever, and then suddenly then we're competing against that.
I mean, McGugan's up for sale, isn't he? I mean, does that change the picture? What about Drenthe? Is he, as far as you're aware, just available for loan?
No, I'd imagine every football club, every player's got a price tag, and I would imagine if Reading get an offer or Watford get an offer, they'll consider it, whether it's the right offer, whether they turn it down. But like I said, the two boys are enjoying the football at Sheffield Wednesday. They're both in the team and they've done very, very well. And long may it continue.
I know you love speculation, so we'll get this out of the way quickly. Owen Doyle at Chesterfield, is he on Wednesday's radar?
Well, the boy's scoring goals on a regular basis for Chesterfield, so he's always... Them type of boys are always going to be on the radar, but that's not just us. It's you're always looking at every division, and you're looking at most teams. And one thing we are saying is that I won't comment on speculation, but anybody that's scoring goals in the lower leagues, we are going to be interested.
And in your conversations with the hierarchy, Milan, are you going to get the backing you want to finalise the plans you've got for the team for the second half of the season?
Well, we do know that. We've been hit hard, probably with the Hutchinsons, the Cokes, the Zayetas, the Buxton. I'm just trying to think the Keller, whatever. So the squad has been stretched to its full, really. But no credit to lads that have dug in and rolled the sleeves up. But one thing you do know, you do need to bring one or two new faces in to just to freshen it up. And like I said, we'll only bring players in that I think are better than the ones we've got. So it's a balancing act. At the moment, we've got probably one out-and-out right back at the moment in Liam Palmer. Hopefully that Lewis Buxton will get back. If he doesn't get back to the fitness that we want to get, you've got to look at that area. Mm. We've suddenly got competition now again for centre-halves because Claude has come in and Zayeta's coming back. We've got competition down the left-back area and the left-sided area. So again, it's a case, I think, just it's the front end, and probably fingers crossed that Watford don't call back Lewis Magugan, and fingers crossed Reading don't call him back as well in Royston.
Dejan Kellar then reminded me of him then. What's going on with him? What's the latest? Is he coming back?
Yeah, at the moment, again, he's ahead of schedule regarding with the specialist. He's out running on the pitches, but again, he's just with the fitness coach at the moment. But he's one that we'll have to review in the new year, because again we ended up strengthening that area regarding bringing Claude in. So, but the most important thing, like I say, is that fingers crossed the boy will get back to full fitness and be playing again.
Two final points before we actually start talking about the football match that's on the horizon. What about outs? Paul Corrie's name is always perhaps going to get mentioned at this time of the year. Is he someone who might be playing football elsewhere for a spell?
Paul, again, credit to him. He's kept his head down. He was disappointed that we at the end of the day, we couldn't let him go out on loan because we were thin on the ground regarding ourselves. But again, that will be dictated between when Coke comes back and Hutchinson comes back, and then a decision be made. But again, it depends if a club wants him as well. That's the whole object. And at the moment, we had a call from Chesterfield before the window shut, but it wasn't the right time. Now, whether Chesterfield come back in again, only time will tell.
And Kirkland, you addressed his situation the other day. Following on from that, has there been any interest?
There's only been tentative inquiries, and just asking the question, would you be willing to let him out? But then you've got to talk the financial side with the people upstairs regarding covering Chris's wages as well. But no, he's been very, very patient as Chris. And like I say, is that probably that save that Westwood pulls off is probably, again, down to the credit of giving Chris Kirkland, because he's pushing pushing Kieran all the way.
And you're going to keep him, aren't you? Because he's been one of the outstanding player of the season so far, Westwood.
Oh, outstanding, by far. But no, he's not the only one. I think, again, like I say, I keep boring people, but we do defend with 11 and we attack with 11. And when they've got past that front 10... And like I said, I said to Kieran this morning, I said, look, I don't think I was misquoted or whatever, but I personally thought that was the best save he's made this season, because he had very little to do in a game where it's full concentration. And he probably that save that he's pulled off has probably helped us getting the 3 points rather than just one.
So Wigan, a short time ago, obviously you got the better of them. Stevie May scored as well that day too. What do you make of Wigan now?
Well, they got the first win last Friday, Leeds away, which was, I think, Malky's first win since he's gone into the football club. So he'll be delighted. I think they'll be delighted. I think it's a well-known fact that they probably have underachieved this season with the squad of players they've got. For some reason, there's something not right. But he's picked a winning formula last week against Leeds, a 2-0 away win. But again, it's a place that we feel as though we erode something last season. We felt a little bit hard done by Jack McGormer getting injured, and we keep a stay on the pitch, and we end up missing a penalty and losing the game to a penalty. So it was disappointing, but again, on the back of our 1-0 win, we got there full of confidence.
Okay, they won the other day, but ultimately they've nosedived, haven't they, from a side that we're doing ever so well. Can you put your finger on why? I mean, is it just about departures? Because they've still got a great squad over there.
So, well, like I say, I can't put my finger on why, because I look at their squad and I would imagine I would probably take a lot of their players to improve Sheffield Wednesday. So something's not right, but at the end of the day, I'm not in control of that. The only thing I control is what we do is get the team ready and go and get a good result there tomorrow night.
So as this team now evolves, we are bringing 2014 to a close. What have you learnt about this group, and maybe what would you do differently? What would you keep the same?
Hindsight's a big thing, but no, there's no way that I could foresee that we weren't going to score as many goals as we haven't. More so when I thought, well, because I felt with McGormer, Maguire, with hopefully with Sam Hutchinson when we were playing Attis and bringing Stevie May in, I felt there was goals in the side. Disappointed, but the pleasing thing is we've been very, very solid. We've been a difficult side to beat. Ideally, I would prefer my home form better than my away form, but at the minute that's the way it is, and we're trying to address that, and we addressed it last week with a scrappy 1-0 win against Blackpool, and sometimes that's what you're going to have to do. The most important thing is the result, probably at home. But we haven't scored enough goals at home. We haven't scored enough goals away from home, but we haven't conceded many either.
Is it about maybe throwing caution to the wind more as a team then going forward?
Well, no, I don't mean about throwing caution to the wind, but if we're creating 15, 20 chances in a game, I don't think that means you have to go throw caution to the wind. It's about the quality in front of the goal. That's why the centre forwards are costing millions of pounds at the moment. We've spent 800,000 on one player in Stevie May, and we signed Atty on a free transfer. We've got Chris Maguire, who can play down there, who we've brought into the football club, who can play wide right, and maybe it's a chance for him, a little run down the middle now, and hopefully he can get the goals for us.
So I suppose with May, it's always going to be, are you getting value for money from him until he does start scoring?
Well, he doesn't mean to miss on purpose. And one thing you do know, he has got goals in him. He's got 27 goals last season. He'll be disappointed with the goals that he should be probably round about maybe double figures now. But like I say, he's a team player. The effort and the commitment that he puts in. If we weren't creating chances, I'd be a little bit concerned, both for him and for others as well.
So apart from a sparkling run in the FA Cup, 2015, you hope will hold what for Wednesday?
Being more consistent, I think, really. More back-to-back wins, more points on in threes rather than in ones. But the Championship is just showing that how tight it's going to be. And at the moment, you look at the teams that are down the bottom, they can pull off results against the teams at the top. But if you're not at it every game, you will struggle. So the most important thing, I think, for our running now is we have to be at it every game.